This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years ago this weekend, Wall Street giant Lehman Brothers went bust. It was the moment that we looked into the financial abyss, then fell in. This week, we're looking at the lessons. Today, the subprime mortgage frenzy that led to Lehman. At the height of subprime, there were offices across the country devoted to one thing, selling subprime loans. Many of those loans were frauds. Loan officers altered pay stubs with whiteout and targeted people they knew couldn't pay, then sold bundles of these things to big investors such as Lehman Brothers. 5 years later, where are these lenders and bankers? Marketplace's David Weinberg looked into it.
It turns out that many of the employees at the bottom of the subprime food chain were already criminals, even before they started peddling subprime mortgages.
One of the disturbing things that we found is that a large number of the people that work in these places are probationers, parolees, very low-paid people that are just essentially, you know, picked out of, you know, Craigslist ads.
Elizabeth Henderson heads the real estate fraud unit of the district attorney's office in Orange County, which was home to four of the six largest subprime lenders in the country. When the market collapsed, many of these low-level employees who worked in boiler rooms, cold-calling homeowners, lost their jobs. Some went to work in other fields, but others simply found a new way to fleece homeowners.
And so those people then morphed when that market collapsed into loan modification mills. And we receive complaints every day about loan modification fraud. So it continues.
The DA has successfully prosecuted a handful of people involved in fraudulent lending. From 2011 to 2012, the DA made 15 convictions. Together, those cases involved 545 victims, whose losses totaled $173 million. But what about the people higher up the food chain, the Wall Street participants who packaged and sold fraudulent loans? Where are they 5 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers?
And the answer to that is that overwhelmingly, they are simply where they were before, except that they're much wealthier.
William Black is a former bank regulator and an expert in white-collar crime. He and his colleagues at the Federal Loan Bank of San Francisco were instrumental in exposing corrupt members of Congress during the savings and loan crisis of the 80s and 90s. So it made sense that he was asked to testify before Congress in 2010. He explained to the Committee on Financial Services in detail how Lehman's collapse was the direct result of fraud.
It had an entire operation, Lehman Brothers, called Aurora, that specialized entirely in making liar's loans.
And Black pointed out, Lehman was the largest purveyor of liar's loans in the country. After his testimony, he was surprised that none of the committee members asked him any follow-up questions. To date, there's not been a single criminal prosecution of any Wall Street executives involved in the financial crisis. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.